This is the Life Truth Network.
Quest for our Truth, Episode 366.
Healthly Podcast Network.
HPN, in conjunction with Protectors of the Book, presents
Quest for Truth.
Now located at life-truth.com.
Seeking the truth about God, faith, and Bible.
Life Truth, comparing worldviews in a casual setting. Digging deep into the Bible and its challenges.
Here are your podcast host deputies,
Keith Heltzley and Nathan Caldwell.
Hey everyone, we are back, or at least I are back. This is your host Keith. Hey, we had to take a break in there for our normally scheduled Truth Exposed episode. I hope you enjoyed that little segment there leading up to the Easter season we're reading about now. Jesus visiting Lazarus to raise him from the dead. Hey, but that's not where we're at today. We're still in our week leading up to Easter. And the last two installments, the day between the days for our installment 7, which deals with the day Jesus was in the grave, the expectations and hopes were lost as disciples had to figure out what happened, what did we do now, some dark times. But fortunately, on day number 8, installment number 8, devotional number 8, we get to alive. And this is where the sun comes in the morning, the lights at the end of the tunnel. And hey, we're going to read about that victory because it's not, Easter is not just about the cross, it's about the resurrection. And so there we go. Let's go ahead and get ready to listen to that in just a moment. And right after this word from the folks there at the Christian Podcast Community.org.
Welcome to the Truth Be Known podcast, bringing you the objective truth, boldly, candidly, and without apology. Welcome to this week's episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Truth Be Known podcast. I'm Nathaniel Jolly.
And I am Eki Tepsiporenshai.
Well, guys, we have a we appreciate your time. We appreciate our listeners. And until next time, let the truth be known.
The Truth Be Known podcast is a theologically driven, gospel-centered program serving the body of Christ by bringing biblical truth to bear on issues facing the church today. Subscribe to the Truth Be Known podcast by using the podcast app on your Apple or Android device, or listen online at strivingforeternity.org in the podcast section.
Main topic.
All right, here we go. We have day 7 and 8 to cover. We're going to wrap up our look at Jesus from the time he entered triumphantly with Palm Sunday to the most tragic of days. But today is the day between the days. So, let's just read the scripture real quick. Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent man of the Sanhedrin, who was himself looking forward to the kingdom of God, came and boldly went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. This is Mark 15:43. Just that one verse, I guess. That was the CSB. It was definitely a agonizing day. Jesus was indeed dead. And unless suffering, says the one who handed my cup will betray me. Hey, all of them scattered. They all scattered. So they all, in their own way, betrayed Jesus. It's just we know prominently about Judas, who it didn't end well for him. But at this point, can you imagine that the believers, they had no hope, no plan. There was no unity. It took a member of the Sanhedrin. Now, he must have been an important man to go talk to Pilate personally. And again, Romans, once you're on the cross, you're not coming down. I mean, it wasn't unheard of. Certain wealthy families had been recorded as doing that. And so we have Joseph of Arimathea must have been that kind of powerful man. But he'd been buried. He was dead. He's buried. The women went to the tomb and carefully wrapped him and put the burial spices on because he was dead. Roman soldiers sealed the tomb where he was buried to keep intruders out because the Jews thought that the disciples would fake his resurrection. They wanted to make sure that tomb was sealed. He was in the ground and dead. But the best is yet to come. But let's look. Here's a good phrase. Meditate on the silence of Saturday. That time between the worst thing in the world, the death of Jesus. What's the worst thing? The loss of somebody. And it seemed like there's just nothing but dark, heavy and grief. This is where Jesus' disciples are at. And it's just, wow, so heavy there. But here's a suggestion. Take an hour and spend it in complete silence. Shut off all the electronic devices, shut off any distractions, and spend that hour in prayer. Hey, set your device for an hour on a timer and just shove it aside. And just turn off the lights and just do nothing. Sit in the silence with your own thoughts, with your own meditations. It's a good exercise to try. In fact, I might even just do that, but I'm recording right now, so I'm not going to do it now. But you could pause me and come back later. But meditate on the death, burial, and resurrection, and what that means. So far in our story, on this account, we have not got to the resurrection. Hey, the good stuff is yet to come. And again, the Roman guards are important because the non-spiritual world, the Jews of the day, they wanted to make sure that there was no physical hanky-panky going on here. But all that really did was serve to show that there was some legitimate things happening. But hey, let's look at Romans 6, verses 3 through 5. Or do you not know that all of us have been baptized in Christ Jesus, have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried through him into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Wow. So there's some significance here with the cross, burial, and resurrection.
Parenting isn't about us. In fact, parenting isn't even about our kids. Parenting is just one way Christian dads and moms are to worship God. So welcome to the Truth Love Parent Podcast, where we train dads and moms to give God the preeminence in their parenting.
Let's look at our last section here, day 8, session 8. Alive in our scripture. Looking up, they noticed that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he told them. "You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they put him?" This is in Mark 16, 4 through 6, and again from the CSB. Wow, from grief and chaos, the women came to the tomb. Can you imagine their shock? I mean, literally, I mean, they had to have been in shock. They were just being obedient to tend to a dead body and finish his burial. And they find this empty tomb. They find the guy. This tomb that was sealed and guarded was open. He had risen. So what did they do? They probably screamed and ran home. They ran home. Well, if they screamed or not. They reported all these things to all the disciples. That can be found in John and Matthew. But this Jesus who was crucified, they've been following him. He was risen just as he said he was alive. Let's look at something to read here. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 8. I'm going to read this from the NASB. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. And after that he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. And he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. Wow. So how does what Paul wrote match with the events of the resurrection? It matches pretty good for someone born as of late. Paul gives the same timeline of events, the same purpose, that the same gospel as the other scripture authors do. And it's important for the world to know that Jesus is alive. If, I mean, this one event, how could something in such a small, insignificant area of the world by an insignificant Jewish rabbi 2,000 years ago explode across the world? Something happened. Something major, significant happened. And hey, the scripture, those accounts have to be true. If they're not true, then we would not hear about this. You would know what today would know if it wasn't true. That there were so many witnesses that saw a dead body on a cross being put into a tomb, and then found the tomb empty, just like he said it would be. And that is the hope we have all through history, all through our future, that those who believe in him, believe the truth of the resurrection, there is a hope for a future. And this is what Christianity is all about, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose. And because he did that, he saves, he pays for our sin, we are redeemed for those who believe. And we need to get as many people as we can to believe.
Unbelievers now have no excuse to misinterpret the Bible like they ever did. Interpreting the Bible has never been easier or less expensive. Get your copy of What Does It Mean to Me? This teaches and demonstrates the importance of biblical interpretation. Proper biblical interpretation is the difference between truth and error, life and death, heaven and hell. This is created for your sinners. That's your Christians in name only. Readers will stop asking, what does this mean to me? And start asking, what does it mean? Get your copy of What Does It Mean to Me at trackplanet.com or on amazon.com today. You want to get this before it's too late.
All right, and that's all there is to this short series. And I hope y'all are preparing for your own Easter Resurrection Sunday, which should be coming up this very next weekend, if I timed everything correctly. It should be. Anyway, that's all I got. Happy Easter, happy spring, and continue on enjoying life with a resurrected Savior. All right. And tell people about that, because they need to hear it too. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And here is the voice of the podcast, Anthony Russo, to close us out. Tell everyone how to find us.
Visit life-truth.com, where you can find all our shows. Leave a message or call our voicemail number at 401-753-4844. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifetruthpage. Follow us on Twitter at HNCAST. Everything Nathan Caldwell does can be found at facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. Music in the show is used by permission of Kevin Zerbe at zerbinator.wordpress.com. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. May you find everything you need. And if you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.